www.ChristianLeadership.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are opening up the show with our good friend, kind of a co-host on the show, actually, Jeff Dice. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute. Good friend, golf and buddy of both of ours, and we have an awful lot of fun talking with him because he's got some great insights as to what's going on politically. Jeff, I want to talk a little bit about the president's speech, first of all. Now, admittedly, that was earlier this past week, but I got to tell you, I sure saw a whole bunch of people who just simply didn't care. That was the experience I had anyway out here on the West Coast. Any comments on that first?
Al, I would love to see the Nielsen ratings for his speech, and I would love to compare them to previous years. It's interesting the way so many networks across the board carry the State of the Union. If you're ever watching and you flip around your channels on your TV, the State of the Union will dominate across, you know, even a lot of the cable channels, not just the network channels. So I always wondered sort of, you know, how the decision's made to carry that versus your regular programming. But I'm sure we're at a point where some of these channels, especially the cable channels, are probably hurting as a result of that, their decision to carry it, because nobody wants to watch it. It's just become a trite, cliched annual ritual, that, and it's completely devoid of any content or meaning.
Jeff, it feels like everybody that we've talked to and a lot of the articles that I've read from people that I really respect have the same opinion, that said they either watched half of it or turned it off or didn't really watch much of it at all. Seems to be this ongoing trend. But reading the articles, one overwhelming, I would say, theme of it was that the president is going to go ahead and use his pen to get his agenda done. So, in other words, issue executive orders, or at least that's how I understood it. When I did some research on the executive orders compared to past presidents, he doesn't exactly have the highest amount of executive orders. He is a little bit behind the prior couple presidents after his, I believe, fifth year now. How did it leave you feeling with his really theme of using his pen to get his agenda done?
Well, it's really fascinating. I mean, this is the history of the 20th century and now the 21st century with respect to the executive, the presidency. I would really recommend to any of your listeners a gentleman from the Library of Congress named Louis Fisher. Lou Fisher, now retired from the Library of Congress, absolutely a renowned expert in the area of separation of powers and executive overreach. And he's written extensively about that. A lot of his stuff is available free from the Library of Congress website. Again, it's Louis Fisher. But look, I mean, Obama and the progressive left in general, they have utter disdain for the Constitution. They have no interest in abiding by Article 1, Section 8. You know, there's no question that they see the Constitution as not just some sort of quaint anachronism, but actually something that's hostile to their agenda. And so people who even talk about the Constitution to them are people who are trying to oppose them. But we shouldn't let, you know, Obama's predecessors off the hook. I mean, Nixon was famously derisive towards congressional restraints. Clinton took executive orders to a whole new level with respect to some of his police actions in Kosovo, etc. The second Bush, W, was absolutely unhinged when it came to his view of executive authority, and this was emboldened by some of his closest advisors, including John Yoo, who was a lawyer and law professor, who wrote some absolutely outrageous things about how presidents could attach so-called signing statements to bills that Congress passed. In other words, Congress passes a bill and sends it to the president. Well, the president has two choices, yay or nay. Sign it or veto it. That's it under the Constitution. But Bush created this precedent of signing statements whereby the president would say, well, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign this bill. I'm not going to veto it. However, I'm going to attach to this bill a so-called signing statement that lays out the parts of the bill that I think are valid, effective law, and the parts of it that I think are not valid law. So, you know, this is, let's say, akin to the line item veto, but it's writ large. I mean, it's an absolutely horrifying precedent for anybody, if you care about the Constitution, but more importantly, if you care about any sort of check on the imperial presidency of the 20th century. So we're in a very bad situation. And frankly, from my perspective, Corey, I think it's good that Obama's being as naked as he is about his aspirations. I think it possibly might wake up some Americans to the fact that we've got a federal government that's completely out of control.
I have to tell you, I made a comment on the Interdaily editorial this past week where I said that I felt that President Obama was not doing his race any service whatsoever in terms of the stance that he is taking as the President of the United States. He is very dogmatic. He doesn't try to build any bridges, and he never has. It's kind of, he's become the person who it is my way or the highway, and that shows me that we have a president who I believe truly has a chip on his shoulder. That's not good for the country. Any comments on that?
Well, he's been explicit about this. He has written his own memoirs, etc. But this is certainly a guy who has a chip on his shoulder with regard to a laissez-faire outlook or libertarian principles. There's no question about that. And I think that, like most politicians, in his heart of hearts, he is far more radical than he lets on. I think he could probably say that about Bush. I think he could say that about Clinton. And I think he could say that about Obama. This is nothing new. In his heart of hearts, does Obama believe in limited government or constitutional government? No, he doesn't. But that's nothing new, and he's not unique in that sense.
Jeff, you know, we've seen this continued move away from Obama just in the polling of in people's confidence in what he's doing. And, you know, it probably is a sign of the lack of people that tuned into the State of the Union. Do you think that this State of the Union has brought anybody back on his side, or do you think people are going to further move away from his agenda?
Well, I'm not sure if it's brought anybody back on his side, but, you know, what it's done is, I think, highlighted the degree to which political apathy is spreading across America. And from my perspective, that's a very good thing and a very healthy thing. In other words, when people simply turn their back on the political class and start disregarding what the political class tells them, and the Obamacare disaster is a good example of this. The political class told them one thing, and then something quite different happened. So the fact that there's a lot of apathy and not much attention paid to Obama's speech, I view as an excellent thing. I hope people start paying attention to reality and paying attention to philosophy and ethics and Austrian economics and lots of other subjects that are way more important than the minutiae of the day that the political class is trying to trot out and sell us on TV.
I have to agree with that 100%. I really, really do. I'm sad about the polarization that has occurred in our country. I'm very sad about that. And rather than blame, you know, the quote-unquote Republicans or the quote-unquote Democrats, I have to blame the president, because I really don't think he's reached out at all. And I think that is philosophically, I think that's going to put him in history as being perhaps one of the less important presidents. I mean, you know, Jimmy Carter, a lot of people have a tendency to bash Jimmy Carter because they felt he was ineffective, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I will say this, Jimmy Carter is a nice man. In my opinion, does that make him a great president? Well, I can't comment on that because I'm not a politician. Probably not, but he's a decent human being. Is Barack Obama a decent human being? Everything that I have read and everything that I have heard as a result of editorials, etc., that we've done on this show, no, I think he's a man with a chip on his shoulder.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. If I was a little hard on the president in the previous section, I can't apologize because I really feel that that's the case. I don't think the man's done a good job. Having said that, I find it interesting, you know, in last Thursday's Wall Street Journal, you guys, even Harry Reid came out and is opposing the president on some of his actions, specifically some of the president's economic actions. Got any comment on that, Jeff?
Well, I mean, some of the Democrats are headed for the exits, and they're concerned about the midterms, and they're concerned about holding the Senate for the Democrats. So that's all this is. I mean, It's unfortunate that the Wall Street Journal has devolved into something where you have to read about this stuff. It seems like they talk about so much other than just markets. I certainly don't go to the Wall Street Journal to read about politics or anywhere else to read about politics. But, when Harry Reid says something or any other politician in Washington says something at this point, I mean, does anybody, Al, view it as anything other than partisan posturing? I mean, do these guys ever, as Lou Rockwell says, the only time they utter something true is when the media calls it a gaffe.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. No, I think everybody is very, very aware that right now everything is politically driven. You know, and Harry Reid, love him or hate him, is very, very politically driven. He wouldn't be where he was if he wasn't at that point. But I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I'd like to comment kind of from both of you guys on this one. But last Thursday morning, I was talking to a friend of mine who's just a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, you know, and I said, so what do you think about what's going on? I'm seeing I saw an awful lot of apathy, even among my liberal friends during and after the State of the Union address, and Mike's comment was, well, you know, we voted him in, what are you going to do? And I said, well, you know, I tell you what you got to do. You got to take some action, you know, and I'm not talking about going to the street with bayonets and rifles. I mean, that's stupid. But I'm saying, you know, you really got to let your opinions be known and not just kind of, you know, shuffle them under the rug and say, oh, it's a waste of time. Nobody's going to listen anyway. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it all starts with voting again. We have the midterm elections coming up, and it's just about being heard and continuing to be heard. You can't just go quiet, and I think that's one of the things that we talk about every week, is that if you have a problem with something, go out there and make a difference, or start up a local group, or find people that believe what you believe, and try to go out there and make a difference, because the more voices that are heard, I think, will go a long way into making positive changes in this country. Jeff, what are some things that you recommend?
Well, it's interesting. People always talk about the importance of voting and the old adage that if you don't vote, you can't complain about things. I would say there's a very strong argument for the opposite, that the people who do vote, especially for the lesser of evils, are the ones who shouldn't be allowed to complain, because they voted for this stuff. In other words, there's an argument that can be made that it's the non-voter who said none of the above. And, of course, the most important votes you cast are not in a ballot booth. They are the votes you cast every day in the marketplace with your dollars. And those are the votes that are, A, truly democratic, and, B, truly communitarian. In other words, it's markets that bring billions and billions and billions of people together every day in completely peaceful, voluntary conduct with one another. And it's politics and voting that constantly divides us, polarizes us, as Al said earlier. Certainly there are folks in the Austrian tradition who have talked about voting and how it's absolutely great to vote if you think that can help you, help your family situation, help you out economically. But I wouldn't say that voting is somehow something that gives one superiority with respect to one's neighbors when you're arguing politics. There are very principled reasons not to vote as well as there are to vote.
Well, I have to agree with that one 100%. But again, by the same token, you know, I think if somebody really is adamant about wanting to make a change, I would have to say, you know, you've really got to contact your elected officials in your district. I mean, I think that, you know, where we live, I got to tell you know, it's we got a lot of very involved, politically involved people up here, and they make their voices known. I mean, that's one of the things that I think made our country great. You know, I'd like your opinion, Jeff, on one other thing, and it's not really it's a political issue of sorts, but not really, and that is on Wednesday the Fed came out and they said we're going to continue the taper another, you know, $10 gazillion a week or whatever it is. The market initially was very, very negative on that. And then the market kind of smoothed out, at least on Thursday. What are your comments on the taper situation with Dr. Bernanke?
Well, with Dr. Yellen, we mean.
Actually, Bernanke's the one who said it.
Oh, you're talking about Bernanke's comments. Yeah, I mean, at this point, we cannot separate the political class from the Federal Reserve bankers. I mean, they work hand in hand or hand in glove. in some instances. So there's no question that there's now become sort of an imperative among the political class to simply reinflate the bubble and keep everything hobbling along until they're no longer in office, so that when the horrific crash comes, they're not blamed or they're not held accountable. And I think that's basically what you're seeing here. I mean, and interesting aside to that is that for all the Keynesians out there and the Krugmans of the world who are constantly telling us that there's no inflation, of course, we know that's not true with respect to our gas bill and to our heating bill and our grocery bills and our clothing bills and all kinds of things. But, you know, they refuse to see the inflation in asset classes that QE causes, that no taper causes. There's lots and lots of new money being created, and it does go into the stock market. It goes into certain equities. It goes onto the balance sheets of certain banks and certain companies. The fact that it does not always or does not uniformly trickle down into consumer prices is, you know, in no way negates the Austrian principle that inflation is indeed a monetary phenomenon, and it is indeed happening. All you have to do is look at the balance sheet of the Fed itself to know that we've had enormous monetary inflation. So the quantitative easing is frightening, but much like a heroin addict, I'm not sure that the Fed is ever going to be able to taper, because the convulsions it's going to cause, especially in the equities markets, because we have, in effect, as a society, become addicted to the constant flow of new monetary stimulus. And, you know, it's not going to be the Fed that shuts that down. It's going to be, you know, the world currency markets that shut that down, because at some point, the world simply is going to stop accepting our dollars.
Jeff, I completely agree with the fact that the political side and the Fed are one and the same. They are working together, and their actions are really shown by that. They want to keep on kicking this can further down the road to keep this economy kind of falsely propped up. One aspect of the president's speech, actually getting back to that quickly, that I found very scary, that I think could have a huge impact moving forward, is this MyRA that he introduced. We don't have enough time to get into that in this segment, but just leaving that out there for our listeners, that I think that could have another huge impact, because that's trying to get people to give money back to the Fed, or at least from what I understand, and I think that could be very bad down the line. Everybody stick around, we'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, it is always a pleasure to chat with Jeff Deist. Corey and I really, really enjoy getting an inside opinion from what's, you know, from a real Washington insider. And between Jeff and Glenn Downs, who's going to be following this particular segment, and certainly Congressman Walter Jones, it really is a pleasure to have their perspective of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Okay, another perspective, Pete Grandich, known Pete for a long time. Good guy. Pete, you're kind of switching careers right now, and I want to eventually talk about what's going on in the metals markets. But Corey and I would like you to tell our listeners exactly what you're doing right now and why you're going in that direction. You're on, my man.
Sure. I am more of playing more of a role in one and de-emphasizing one and another that's gone on for years. I've been involved in the states in an alternative to traditional financial planning process that I first got involved in the late 90s, and now I've really gone to spend almost full time on that, both here and suggesting a person in Canada for Canadians that can't take advantage of what we do down here. Financial planning traditionally has been sold in one method, and that is to identify to the investor that they have a headache and then sell them an aspirin. And the problem with that is the plans always fail because of a couple of things. One, no one's ever going to correctly forecast, including myself and you guys, interest rates, tax rates, inflation rates, and rates of return. So if you look at all plans now, whether they're done with all these bells and whistles that come with them, and the little, or I shouldn't say the little, the large disclaimer at the bottom of all of them, basically identifies that, yes, all those things are going to occur, and yes, we're going to eventually not get them right, and people spin their wheels. So what I've done is I've latched on to really two things that are extremely critical for any financial plan to have any reasonable chance of success. One is called an LOC and the other is called a VOM. And LOC stands for Lost Opportunity Costs. If you ask most people if they had $20 and they lost it, they will tell you they lost $20. But in fact, in life, it's proven that not only did we lose the $20, but the opportunity of what it could have made if we didn't lose it. So we show people how to get rid of their lost opportunity costs. And then finally, velocity of money. You've probably heard this a while now. Yeah, you've been around longer than even I have, which makes us both dinosaurs. But the bottom line is, if you ask somebody, if you have a penny, you double it, and you double it again, and you double it again, how long before you're a millionaire? A lot of people say months, if not years, when in fact it's 27 days. And what velocity money simply does, it does what a bank does. A bank takes in $1 and it's able to lend it out three or four different times. It's learned to make a dollar do the work of three or four. And the alternative planning that we do shows that. Now, what we don't do is we're not people that can turn a Chevy into a Rolls Royce. So we just try to make the Chevy run as efficiently as effective as possible. And I do that for both the general public as well as professional athletes.
So
how's that, Al? Did I get it all?
I think that's pretty good there, Pete. I have one follow-up question, though. So people come to you and they give you their money for you to invest, or do they just take your advice into what to invest and then move forward that way?
We're not in the group I work with. We don't consider ourselves investment experts. In fact, if people have their own money managers and want to continue with their own escapades into the stock market, we don't have a problem with that. What we show them is a process, and we identify in that process not only the things I spoke about, the other difficulty now, we're in a very litigating society here in the U.S., and assets got to be properly protected, and that's another thing we show them how to do. And we also show them how they don't have to worry about running out of money. One of the biggest fears I have in the demographics that I work in, I live in a 55 and over community right now, is people fearful that they're going to live longer than their assets will be around. And we show them a way that they don't have to have that fear. And we teach them about cash flow. I'll tell you this. If I had something to do over besides the mistakes of losing money myself in the markets, and that was for the first 20 of the 30 years, not understanding the key to cash flow. The key to all businesses, why restaurants fail, why there's few successful businesses and many, you'll ask those people, is not that they have the right product or they had the right way to sell it, but they didn't handle cash flow properly. And what this process does, it shows people how to be efficient and effective through cash flow.
Pete, the one comment I would like to make regarding what you're doing right now is you haven't just switched horses in midstream. I've known you for a long time, but I want to make this really clear to our listeners, and that is this financial planning is something that you've been doing for quite a while now. There was a bit of an addition to what you're doing when you were involved doing some, you know, public relations, investor relations, whatever you want to call it, for mining companies. But in terms of your main focus, it's always been financial planning, if I'm not mistaken. Am I misinformed?
That's correct. Right. In 2000, I actually formed Trinity Financial Sports Entertainment Management with the express purpose to do that planning, primarily at that time for professional athletes, and then we expanded to the general public and business while doing all that work with the juniors. I've actually now stopped Grandage Publications, and, you know, it's not because I suddenly don't like gold or anything at all. You know, I found myself in my late 50s out. I find much more comfort and peace doing the planning end and being yelled at for and being cursed at and called a lot of bad names whenever the junior companies I represented blew up. And so, you know, I guess as we get older, we seek more peaceful roads, and this is a much more enjoyable and certainly much more beneficial than anything I was doing in the junior market. I still think the junior market plays a role for a lot of people. There's a certain amount of speculative dollars people willing to go at, and I will still comment on that market, but now I'll be able to comment without the potential conflict that existed because of either working for the company, being compensated, or owning a lot of personal shares in those situations.
So, Pete, I don't think anybody can blame you for taking that step back from simply kind of almost being the scapegoat if something doesn't go right for the company. But just to make it clear, you're still very active in the gold market and in even with the juniors all the way up to the mid-tiers, correct?
That's correct. I still will actively focus on it in my writings. I still own a substantial amount of my portfolio in some individual situations of that nature. And I certainly believe we're speaking to it, and I will say this, despite what we're seeing even as we take today another of a series of attacks on the gold price, I clearly believe we finally bottomed. I believe it's a sector that's going to offer substantial rewards for speculators. It may not happen tomorrow, but I think basically anything you throw at today, 12 to 24 months from now, should be higher because the washout and the terrible market we had to live through in 2013 is behind us.
Pete, I want you to tell us, if you would, a little bit about Trinity Financial and the professional athletes who you work with.
It began with a former New York Giant football player who was on the first two Super Bowl teams. As you see and continually see in the news, athletes continue to lose large sums of money. We did it from a Christian perspective. We formed a board of mentors, guys who had fame at one time and also went through difficulties, both in financial and others, that these guys run into. We expanded it to the business community and individuals, and then we actually formed last year a new business called the Athletes and Business Alliance, which is really a networking group where professional athletes can network with the business community. Athletes still, even though they mess up on their own investments, between athletes and entertainers are the, perhaps the most iconic people that this society follows. And hopefully, if you can get the professional athletes alone to listen to get their financial house in order, they can really do a lot of beneficial things for the public at large, and that's what we hope to succeed with.
You know, I'm glad you're helping those guys, and I got to tell you why, Pete. I just saw a statistic where I believe 70% roughly of NFL football players, very shortly after they retire, in spite of the fact that they're making millions of dollars, basically end up damn near destitute. And that is a very scary statistic to me. So I'm really glad to see that you're doing what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs. Glenn just returned from Japan. He's got some insights based on conversations with very high-level people in Japan as to what actually is going on in Fukushima. Stick around.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs. Glenn is, we affectionately call him our Washington insider, because I think the guy really is. He's chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina, a gentleman who I have utmost respect for, certainly as I do for Glenn. You know, Glenn just got back from Japan. And he and I were chatting earlier in the week about some of the conversations he had when he was over there about the situation in Fukushima. And Frankie from Belgium, I got to tell you, man, you may not be too far from being absolutely 100% correct on the situation over there. Glenn, your firsthand experience, if you would.
Well, thank you very much, Al. Yeah, I had the chance to go over, not on your taxpayer dollars, by the way, to Japan with a group of some other higher-ranking congressional staffers. We had the chance to meet with and talk with elected officials, with people that were in charge of government agencies. We had a chance to talk to people in business, to people that talk in private foundations there. And we also had a chance to meet with representatives of the United States government in our own embassy over in Tokyo. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask a lot about was about the situation in Fukushima. As you know, it was very big on the news and the mainstream news for a while. Now it's completely dropped out of the news. It turns out dropped out of the mainstream news not only here, but in Japan. And yet on the internet, we keep seeing increasing reports of untoward levels of radioactivity, increasing reports about unstable fuel rod situations over there on the ground at the reactor number 4, and the questions about how badly damaged the reactors themselves are in Fukushima number 1, 2, and 3. So it's very difficult, as we discussed, now, to get the straight scoop, you know, from our own government and from our news media sources. So I thought this was a great chance to ask people across a wide swath of Japanese life and people that were in positions to know things. And I, frankly, I came back, you know, about as disturbed as I was when I went over there. One of the most consequential meetings that we had was with a member of the Japanese Diet, their elected parliament, the lower house, like the equivalent of the House of Representatives. And he had a name which would not be familiar to a lot of people, but it's a very big name in Japan. And his family, a lot of people over there seem to be political dynasties, and his family has quite a political pedigree. He represents part of his the area he represents is the prefecture, which is the political subdivision, kind of the equivalent of a U.S. state, the prefecture of Fukushima. And so I asked him how bad the situation was there. Just what was the state, for example, of those three reactors that are in some stage of meltdown? He candidly said, we really just don't know. Obviously, no human being can get in there, observe those reactor cores, but it's so radioactive that there's not even a robot that can be designed to get in there and sort of look at things. But he was very concerned that it would take probably the rest of his life under the best case scenario, and this was not that old a fellow, take the rest of his life to under the best case scenario to get the situation under control there. And he was very concerned that as the three-year anniversary of the Fukushima disaster came up, which was in March of 2011, that three-year anniversary was marked, which is apparently a three-year anniversaries are big deals in Japan. Once that was marked, it would further drop out of the consciousness of the people there. You know, to follow on, when I had the chance to talk to U.S. Department of Energy officials who were stationed in the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo about the situation, they downplayed it and said everything was under control. When I challenged this one individual and said, hey, listen, we talked to a member of the Diet who says no one knows what the status of things are. And he said, well, that's true. But then he was quick to say, well, we don't know what the status is, but we will assure you that everything is A-okay. So, but they acknowledged, you know, tremendous amounts of radioactive water currently getting into the Pacific Ocean. They acknowledged the backup of these, you know, millions and millions and millions and millions of gallons of radioactive water that's not been made unradioactive, but they were confident that they said that in the fullness of time they'd be able to get most of the radioactive isotopes out of that water, but it hadn't been done yet. And of course, another one of the problems that got uncovered is that the way you get the radioactivity out of the water is you put a solid substance into the water which absorbs these radioactive isotopes. So the water becomes less radioactive and most of the various different types of isotopes are removed. But then the substance that you put in there, it itself becomes highly radioactive. It has to be as a radioactive waste. And one reason they haven't proceeded with this is that there's no place in Japan to dispose of radioactive waste. They literally have no high-level radioactive waste depository, and they haven't even begun to construct it. Yeah, so we're a long way from being on top of the situation in Fukushima.
Glenn, I find this story so interesting because this is one of those major events that could affect everybody around the world. And obviously it's affecting people over in Japan right now. It's also affecting the energy industry, everything. But this lack of news that we are getting fed, I was wondering if you could provide an insight into the cleanup that's going on. I understand that TEPCO, the company that was in charge and still is in charge of that reactor, is taking control of this. But the stories that I've read said that the government is not really playing a role in this. Is this true, or is it?
I think the government has taken more of a role, but part of the problem here is very incomplete information, and I surmise that this is by design, that for a couple of different reasons, and I'll tell you what they are. One is that over there they're very interested in trying. There's a large anti, as you can imagine, after this, there's a large anti-nuclear movement that's come up. So they're trying to tamp down that. Because right now they're running literally their entire power grid on imported liquefied natural gas. They've now got, because of that, in part because of that, they're now running these trade deficits at a time they're doing this extraordinary monetary easing, and they are no longer financing their domestic deficits with trade surpluses overseas. And this is part of it. So they want to get this up and going. They want to get those some of their reactors up and going, and right now they're all shut down. So part of it is a blackout for that. Another reason I think here is that that we aren't hearing anything about it out of our own government is that regulators here are, typically what I've observed is regulators here tend to become captured by the industries that they regulate. So Monsanto can get things through the FDA that you shouldn't maybe think they should be able to get it through. The banks more or less control the comptroller of the currencies, and that's a strong word, but they are the comptroller of the currency, for example, is one of the many regulators, is sympathetic towards the people that they regulate. And Bernie Madoff used to stroll in and out of the SEC, for example. So same thing happens with the Federal Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. They are pro-nuclear power. To the point that, for example, I was told again by a member of the Japanese Diet himself, one, you know, this is not hearsay, that a delegation from the opposition party in Japan had come to the United States and was admonished by our government because of their position of saying they wanted to not restart nuclear reactors in Japan. And I asked this individual, hey, wait a minute, you know, the government, there's no such thing as the government spoke. Some individual told you this. Which individuals? And it was our, it was the United States Department of Energy. Now, why would the United States Department of Energy care one way or the other, or why should they care one way or the other about whether domestic Japanese civilian reactors are operating or not operating on this country that's not our country, is 10,000 miles away.
Glenn, I got to interrupt you just for a second. We got to take a break at the top of the hour for the news, but I have to tell you, there's a reason that this is happening, and I think that the reason is that people don't want the public to know.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.